Log Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Ha ha!
Yeah.
You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL's
yeah.
Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black God Kid. T, a.k.a. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Crazy as hell, I'm sure you can tell. Today's topic is back in the day. Back in the day. Good times, bad times, games we used to play, the movies we used to watch, the songs we used to listen to. Come on, ATL, give me some calls. Let's talk about it. Back in the day? Back in the day. I mean, I'm sure everybody has some type of memories about back in the day. We got Warren G in the studio tonight. Warren G.
Yeah.
Give me one of your best memories from back in the day. One of your best memories.
I have no best memories.
Well, tell me something about back in the day. I mean, I need you to, you know, we got an age difference between the two of us. So I need you to tell me something that I don't know about your back in the day. Because my back in the day and your back in the day are two different back in the days. We're going to touch on all of it tonight. Tell me something about back in your day.
So back in my day, it wasn't cell phones and all that other stuff. It was, you needed to make a phone call, you had to find a phone. You had to carry a pocket full of change, you know.
How much did the phone call cost? I mean, how much did the pay phone cost?
25 cents.
Okay, well, we don't have that much of a, you know, gap because I remember paying 25 cents for a phone call. Do you remember when it went up to 50 cents?
I remember when it went up to 50 cents, but I had cell phones by then.
See. Okay, but did you have a beeper? Please don't tell me that everybody was beeping you like, did you beep me? And then they had to put in the code.
I had beepers and everything.
No.
Sky pages.
No. No way.
The brick. The big cell phones, bag phones.
But let me ask you this. Tell me one of your favorite childhood games that you used to play back in the day.
I guess hide and go seek was a fun one from a childhood.
Hide and go seek. See, I played hide and go seek. But let me ask you this. Did you all get the version hide and go get it, or that was just my generation?
We had that too.
But y'all play hide and go get it?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. You know, I was sitting there thinking about back in the day, and I remember making Kool-Aid so sweet. And I'm real thankful because to this day I don't have any cavities. You know what I'm saying? I'm really blessed, young lady. The only teeth that I've had an issue out of these wisdom teeth, and I just grew them like last week. I'm like a slow ager or something. I mean, like nobody knows really my real age. They just know that's Lady Libra, and she's forever 25, forever 21. But I just cut my wisdom teeth like a couple months ago, and I had to get them pulled. No cavities. But the Kool-Aid was so sweet that when you made it into a free popping those styrofoam cup and sell them for 25 cents, you suck all the sugar out of them. Oh my God! So you mean to tell me they were expensive when I came along?
Yeah.
Well, hold up. Did y'all have a candy lady, or were you the candy? Or was your mama the candy lady?
No, my mom wasn't the candy lady because she was working all the time. But there was a candy lady on every other block.
Did you used to go down there and get a pickle?
No, we owned the grocery store.
Oh, y'all had money. Oh, well, let me get to know you on a personal note. I'm going to go to a song while I get to know Warren G, because y'all know how I am. You know, business first. And I'm not going to go so far back yet. I'm going to, you know, take my time tonight, because we back in the day. Back in the day.
I don't think you have to look no further.
I got
you. Because I'm right here.
Tell me what kind of man would treat this woman so cold. Treat you like you're nothing when you're worth more than gold. Girl, to me you're like a diamond. I love the way you shine. $100 million treasure I'd give the world to make you mine. Put a string of pearls right in your hand. Make love on a beach of just black sand. Out fight in the rain. We can do it all night. I'll touch all the places he would not. And some he never knew it gets you hot. Nothing is forbidden when we touch. Baby,
in my bones for you. There ain't a damn thing that I won't do. I'll make your body clean with my sex machine. I won't stop until I hear your mother scream.
All right, Tio, we're back online. We got Sean in the building. Sean, say what's up today, Tio.
What's up, Tio? It's Sean in the building. What's the topic for tonight?
You know it's Talk to Me Tuesday, right?
It's Talk to Me Tuesday. The topic is Back in the Day.
The good times, the bad times, the games we used to play, the movies we used to watch, the songs we used to listen to, everything. Give me your best moment that you can remember of back in the day.
Back in the day. Let me think. Let's think about the first girl when I was a little girl.
You know, what's your favorite back in the day candy?
Lemon.
I used to like the baked beans.
You keep them by the baked beans. You put them in the head. They don't make them anymore.
You used to like them. I used to like nine ladies too. I want nine ladles. It was nine later, but it was nine ladles. Well,
and I want red.
You know, black people don't have flavors. We just got red and green.
Well, I say, you know, we don't have flavors. We just got red and green. And
yeah.
I want the purple can.
I don't know about that. I remember the freeze cup.
We just got to talk about the freeze cup. Can you come over and make me one?
They call Lily Dillies in Florida.
Warren G. say they call Lily Dillies in Florida. I need somebody to make me a big cold cup of Kool-Aid and put a lot of sugar. And I'm trying to kind of sugar be so it be glazed over.
Yes, yes. And I used to love glaze. I used to go in there and they'd be like, pick your free cook. I ain't want to go. If they ain't have no glaze, I need to do that one.
And then how about you used to chew the cup up trying to get through it? Girl,
yeah.
They don't understand. I got this one song that I want to play. It's back in the day. Now, this takes me back. I mean, I really want to the skating ring. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to the skating ring. Let's go to the skating ring right now.
Screaming Wheels.
I think I want to go to Screaming Wheels because, you know, Screaming Wheels was the shit. I mean, you know, it was like the club on a Saturday night. You come in there, you pay your little money, you sit in that line, you watch everybody come in, you be like, oh, I can't wait to get in there. And then the funny part about it is that they let you skate first. Then all of a sudden, you'll see the big garage doors go up. And then all of a sudden, you just start running. Why are you going to run to the dance floor? You got to just go running full force to dance floor. You know what I'm saying? Like dance floor going somewhere. Girl, you get in there, you start dancing. Girl, I mean, what's sad about it, I got a woman. Because my lame-ass cousin was hating on me and my little sister, right? Because, see, before we went to the skating ring, me and my bros always made up a dance routine. And it just so happened my sister and I, our dance routine was always nasty. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we were always going to get on the floor, you know, hunt, you know, all that old shit there. My cousin came home, and Jay, Kiki had... her and Kit, they was dancing nasty. I guess she was hating because nobody didn't dance with her. You know what I'm saying? But she was a dancer, too. My mama beat the shit out of me. And those who know me know I used to get the hell beat out of me. But you know what? Anybody going to whoop me tonight, we finna take it all the way back.
If you don't want to party, then you should go home. We got this talent, six times, that's how it's going on.
Now, I know y'all wasn't expecting me to do that, but I did it. And who's going to do something about it? We're going to go ahead and we're going to wish our friends on Facebook and tag happy birthday. I got one of my closest friends, Shakita Kerr Nash, birthday today. Happy birthday, Shakita. Happy, happy birthday. Now, I was going to tell her off on air, but she called me. She pacified me because she knew I was going to do it. I told her I hadn't talked to her in a month. So many things had jumped off and she hadn't called me. I said, okay, that's fine. I'm going to wish you happy birthday on air and I'm going to go off on you. But see, now I can't go off. Happy birthday, boo. I love you. I'm also going to wish Quentin Thornton Sr. a happy birthday. Tamika Goddard, Fred Arnold, Dwayne Anderson, Kawana Sorrell, and my tag friends, and they got these, you know, different names they go by. Respect it or check it. I have no clue. B-Dog, whatever. Tobias T. Go figure. Happy birthday to all of you all. And I wish you many, many more here at Talk Radio. We got China Dog and Sean who will tell you happy birthday as well.
Happy birthday, everyone. Happy B-Day, everyone.
Oh, she had to get sexy with it. Whatever. Whatever. I want to also give a shout out to my girl, Heather LaShawn, over at Smug Photography. You can look her up at smugmug.com. She told me to let y'all know she got photo shoots on that 150. And her contact number is 404-707-7844. It's Talk to Me Tuesday. We're talking about back in the day, the good times, the bad times, the games we used to play, the movies we used to watch. We're talking about everything tonight. The topic is broad because it's Talk to Me Tuesday. Now I got China Doll on the line. China Doll, you know she's a doll and she's from China. Whatever. But China, can you tell me one of your best memories from back in the day? Because, I mean, I know they probably saying, they ain't old enough to know what back in the day is. But we're going to talk about it from our perspective. And when you call, you talk about it from your perspective. Go ahead, China. Let me see what you're talking about.
Well, my favorite movie was Bruce Lee. That was way more sad back in the day.
Oh, my God.
Y'all don't watch on Twitch. But Bruce Lee was bad. I mean, he's talking about the Land Dragon. Bruce Lee was. Y'all got it right here. Bruce Lee was the Land Dragon. Now, I'm talking about Bruce Lee. Bruce the bad. It's shut up. Now, we talking about the remake.
Oh, my goodness. Because I got to go along with you on that one. Ladies and gentlemen, the chat lines are open. Feel free to chat. Feel free to call in. But you know what? I did love myself from Bruce Lee. I'm serious. Girl. Hold up. Did you used to watch that movie?
Yeah.
Called Breaking. With Turbo and Ozone. You don't understand.
No, I didn't watch it. That would be corny.
Oh, no. You're going to respect me and my brother. Because I was Special K. And my brother, Corgi, was Ozone, and Ditto was Turbo. Girl, can you imagine my fat ass trying to spin on my head?
Oh, that was embarrassing.
I had that shit down pat. Me and my brother used to learn the whole routine. That, I'm talking about, we watched the movie so much till it just wouldn't play no more. Beat Street? Oh, my God. Breaking One, Breaking Two, you don't understand. Hold on, I got a caller. Let me see if this caller wants to talk.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You on the Air Hot Talk Radio?
I want to talk about some old school back in the day stuff.
Well, let me hear what you got to say. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm old enough.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I like what you was talking about breaking.
Okay, so you can relate. We got China Dog on the line. We got Sean and Lady Libra. Bring it. We ready. I want to hear what you got to say.
What's your name? Old memories. Y'all taking it back. What?
We're taking it back. I want to know what your favorite.
How far do you want to go back?
As far as you can really talk about mine. You know, it's not
somebody. I could talk about a lot of stuff back in the day. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Are we ready? Bring it.
You're ready. I'm not even going to talk about breaking and stuff. I'm going to talk about back in the day, early 80s.
Oh, shit.
Dairy Girls.
Do you see how I want?
Ash
YG. You
see, I
got those Dairy Girls.
You see, I got Dairy Girls. Because I do have. I do have, too.
Huh?
I do have, too. So do you see how I got Dairy Girls?
Well, I still have it. No, I ain't got it. But I'll bring it back, though.
I mean, because I do your Jerry curl. I host the show and then roll your curls and put the bag on your head at the same time.
Really?
The police won't know when to kick the door in.
Well, when to kiss me. I like you. You should be on Comic View.
Oh, if you like if you like my comedy, you'll love my look.
I love your look.
Yeah.
Really?
What's your name, Carla?
King.
I knew it. Why don't you give us some of that back in the day poetry?
Back in the day poetry?
Yeah, give it to me.
They ain't ready for it, man.
They ready for it. Come on now.
They ready for it?
They ready for it.
I'll do it tomorrow.
No, you're going to do it tonight because tomorrow.
I promise you. I give it to you good and raw.
Okay.
Make sure you don't have no kitties calling in tomorrow.
Okay.
Because there's going to be some wet pussy after I get finished.
So you know tomorrow is Wet and Wild Wednesday, right?
Oh, Wet and Wild. Oh, okay. That's my shit. Wet and Wild.
So you need to be prepared to bring it tomorrow. Wet and Wild
Wednesday.
Give me something. What's your favorite cereal from back in the day? I need to know.
My favorite story from back in the day?
Yeah.
I had a crazy story. Wow. I had so many. I'm going to go back to my Wild Thomasville days once. We was all outside playing the old game, how to go get.
Oh.
And, I ain't nobody getting pregnant, but I kind of got caught with my pants down and had to run back to the house with no pants on because they took
pants
my pants. Pants on the ground. Pants on the goddamn ground. But it was good. I wish I would have stayed in it.
But check this out. King, did you used to watch
Thundercats? Yeah. Thundercats. Oh.
But you know what? I was just talking. Hold on. I was Chitara. I'm still.
You the star? Okay. I know you are, man.
I'm just tired.
Can I cut you down the side?
Cut me down the side.
Cut you down. Oh, boy. You might not be ready for that. You might not be ready.
We ready.
Let's do it.
We ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
We ready.
So how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing wonderful. We're taking it back.
Taking it back.
I got this one song I want you to hear right quick, and we're gonna come back and I want you to talk about this song because this song right here got a lot of people in trouble too. So we're gonna see.
Okay.
I want you to think about how much trouble you got into off this song. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm just a bad girl, I'm looking for a partner, someone who knows how to ride, without even falling off. Gotta be compatible, take me to my limits, girl, when I break you off, I promise that you won't wanna get off.
in your speedo. Just once if I have a chance, the things I would do to you. You and your body, every single portion, when it yields up and down your spine, juice is flowing down your body.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check the verse.
Last night I thought the back of when we made good love, listening to some Marvin Gaye all night long. Now I want that whole thing back, I make these moments once again perfect. So won't you, so won't you, I do it for her, babe. Good love and body rocking, knocking boots all night long. Hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, oh, come on, I'm turning the lights down and let me get on it. Yeah. So when I do, to me and you, it'll be so right. Yeah. Give me some good love,
somebody rocking, knocking doubles.
Give me some good love,
somebody rocking, babe.
Give me some good love,
somebody rocking, knocking doubles.
That's all I need. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking double.
I feel so good when I'm here. That's why I always wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. Oh, man, oh, baby. Oh, man, long, 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 long.
party rocking, knocking boots all night long. Uh-oh. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, come on, I'm gonna like them. And then they get on me. Cause when I do to me, it'll be so right, so right, so right. I give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking double.
Giving you my suspension. Cause I'm ready.
Right about now, we on the intermission tip. So all you ladies, go get your towels, you know what I'm saying? Because it's laid out like that.
King, are you there?
But wait a minute, we ain't through.
Yes, I am.
Now, how did you like that? How did you like that one? What did it take?
It took me back.
It didn't take you back?
It took me back to fucking in the car and outside,
what?
Everywhere. That took me back right there.
China, you heard him. He said it took me back, fucking in the car and everything.
Knocking boots. I was knocking boots everywhere.
I'm going to need you now to be knocking boots everywhere.
Hey, that was 10.
I'm going to need you now to be knocking boots everywhere. So what time can we expect to hear King live with his poetry for Wet n Wild Wednesday tomorrow?
So what I want you to do, Wet n Wild Wednesday, we're going to do a 30-minute segment, you know, since nobody, you know, and we're going to call it Two Nanny Poetry. And I'm going to reach out to some of my other poets. Some of them are going to be calling in from Philly, D.C., and we're going to give it to you raw.
Oh, okay. So you're saying you're going to be pregnant tomorrow?
I already.
So you're going to be pregnant tomorrow?
Huh?
So you saying it's going to be some pregnancies take place tomorrow?
Man, yeah. Your lives going to light up tomorrow. I already sent out a text or two, so it's going to be Wet n Wild. I'm guessing we can lock it down from about 9:15 to 9:30. Good 15 minutes of raw, uncut poetry.
Oh, it's going to be hot. Oh, I'm getting hot now. Hold on, let me turn it on.
I just wrote a piece or two, so. You know, I say those.
Oh, well, go ahead. Let me spit some.
Oh, no, I can't say it now. I'm going to say it tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you said you just wrote some. Oh, okay, well.
Oh, no, I just wrote some, you know.
Play a fucker. Play a fucker. Excuse me.
I got you. Can't give it all to you at one time.
Okay.
Then you're going to get bored.
All right, okay. Give it to me in doses.
Give it to you in those. I'm trying to get the hook. This shit like crack. Man. So,
that's
you know,
King.
Get out of here. You know, I got these crackers coming back in the room. So, you know, good luck. Continue. Much success. And I'm going to hit you up tomorrow.
All right. We thank you so much for calling me, King.
All right.
I'll see you tomorrow.
This King Kong Think Alone. This is signing out. Peace.
All right, ATL, it's that Libra coming through your speaker. I got something else that's going to hit hard for you. I hope y'all ready, because I, you know, I'm excited about tonight. Because I'm one of those females that really like shake dance music, you know, from back in the day. The one I used to get my ass whooped off of. I love that type of music. And this is one of my favorite songs. I'm going to hit you with it. So please, enjoy. Thank you. I got something else a little different going on tonight. I got Terrell Morrow online. He's a comedian that I know, and he got something that he wants to talk about pertaining to his back in the day experience, most memorable experience. And he's going to do something to kind of like try to get you laughing for the night. Terrell, are you there? Ted ATL, what's up?
What's up, ATL? It was Terrell D. Marrow. You may have seen me on a panel. You may have seen me on Hooded Chip Jokes. You may have seen me at the Quick Trip Puppy Dance. You may have seen me at the Wick Off for trying to get an EVT card. What happened? The topic tonight was back in the day?
Back in the day. Your grandma peanuts that she had been sucking off of?
I didn't know. It was
kind
of a joke. That's not fucking weed.
Well, it's good it's your grandmama because she probably wasn't giving no head or nothing, so it don't matter.
What's up with Atlanta traffic? Oh my gosh.
What's going on with Atlanta traffic?
I'm stuck in it.
Where are you? So where are you tonight? I mean, what you got going on? Tell the audience where you performing at, just in case they want to see what's up with you.
I'm at Uptown. On my way to Uptown right now.
What time is the show, and when is the next one?
I'm coming from right now. The first one show I did tonight was at the Shark Bar. I'm leaving the Shark Bar right now, and I'm heading up to Uptown Comedy Corner with Special K for the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Okay, cool. So what's your lineup for the week?
Oh, all right. Tomorrow night, I'm doing a Kiss 104 comedy competition at Pearl Beach in Greenville, whatever. At that Pearl Beach show. We're about Greenville Mall tomorrow. I'm there from 7 to like 9 doing the comedy thing for the Kiss 104. Then after that, I'm shooting a Bruce Bruce spot. And I start to like 10:30, Bruce Bruce the Black Boy. That's at 10:30 at Black Stage on Old Nationals. And after that, I'm going straight to the club next for the Hot Black Magazine after party. They want me to go over there and tell a couple of each other, but, you know, the crowd. Then Thursday, I'm at Uptown with K-Dub, you know. That's up at 9. The Apple Party, Magic City. Then Friday, I'm at Uptown again. I'm special. And then Saturday, I'm off. And Sunday, I'm out with my ministers, Campaign King, Shorty Shorty at Uptown again, trying to make it go down. So, y'all stay posted.
I thank you so much for calling me. Because I got some other stuff I'm going to discuss. I mean, if you want to stay on the line and talk about it with me, that's cool. If not, then we'll talk to you whenever you get a chance to call in and give us another joke for tonight.
I want to know, me and you can go to McDonald's and get a meal together.
You want to go to McDonald's?
Yeah, me and you can go to McDonald's or something, you know?
But see, McDonald's is like back in the day. So I don't eat at McDonald's now, you know what I'm saying?
But see,
Applebee's is like, I mean, I don't like anything at Applebee's. When is your birthday? Because, I mean, you acting retarded. When is your birthday?
It's the same day as your birthday. It's the same day as yours. October
5th, the same day as yours. Oh, my goodness. So, I guess you want to be Lord Libra. We got a caller coming in. You want to take this call with me and see what's up?
Yeah, let's take
this call. Hot Talk Radio. Lady Libra coming through your speaker.
Hi, Lady Libra.
Hi, who is this?
This is Fed. What's up?
Who?
It's Fed. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Lady Libra. This is your co-host, Fat, calling in, checking in.
Oh, that's Fat. I'm sorry. That's a... Fat. No, she's a Libra. We can't hang up on her. She's a Libra.
Yeah, she's part of the
scale. Hey, Fat. This is me, Pharrell. We want to know what's your most memorable back in the day experience.
Ooh, 559.
559? That's not back in the day. That's like, I don't know. I didn't go to 559.
It depends on how far back in the day you're talking about. How far back you're talking about?
Well, you know, back in the day when we used to cheer together. You know what I'm saying? Back in
the
old days.
Oh, the Falcon cheerleaders.
Oh, that's our favorite cheer. What was our favorite cheer? HOTTOGO. The Mighty Falcons are hot to go.
Yeah.
So look, how about when my skirt was jacked up in the back and then long in the front? I did not have an ass curl, boo. I've always had a perm ever since I was 2 years old because I was born bald headed. Thank
wow.
you.
Is that why you were at Remy 14 want to be now? That's so nice.
My Remy is not 14 inches. My Remy is only 12. Fat wear the 16 inch. I wear the 12. Fat, he's talking about our Remy.
What did he say?
He talking about our Remy, then he want to know if we still going to dinner. No, because you said something about my Remy. What I want to go eat when my hair is the most... Oh, okay. Well, at least he know the difference. He is, you know, Fat, he got the same birthday I have. Fat.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I'm here.
I want to know, do anybody remember the Pink Fox? Did you used to go to the Pink Fox, Fat?
Yes, I did for years and years.
And how about the Wave Queen? Go get some finger waves. I'm going to give me some finger waves. I'm going to give me some burger finger waves.
What about the ponytails and the drop-screen ponytails?
Hush. How about we used to have the genie ponytail with the little gold thing on it with the finger waves in the circle? Or
yeah,
the push waves.
Ponytail.
Or how about the little S on your forehead? Oh, my God. Back in the day.
Back in the day. Well, Lady Libra, I gotta go. I'm checking in. I'm at work. I'm just checking in with y'all.
All right, man. We glad you called in to say what's up. Terrell running off of his mouth like a Libra. Ignoring him right now. And tomorrow we got Wet and Wild Wednesday, and the Poonanny Poets will be in the fucking building, baby. It will be wet, wild.
Yeah,
and
I'll be in there.
I mean, I think. I wish he'd shut up, because he wilding out over here. He excited. He glad to talk to me, and you know what I'm saying? Whatever. So, Fat, thanks for checking in.
You're
welcome.
It's Hot
Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'll let you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, boo-boo. Tomorrow.
All right.
Realize that's why I'm strong. so sweet, and though you will never know, it was like a dream. I hope that it will never end. Please do it again, cause it feels so right. I need someone to pinch me, please, cause I can't believe it happened in one night. Yeah.
Yeah, this Lady Libra coming through your speaker. Now, before I go back into my next music session, me and Sean, you know, we're here in the studio together. She on the phone. I had a conversation with one of my coworkers today, and he just had me laughing my pants off. Okay, first of all, Sean, he told me that people were still taking advantage of the churches. Yeah. He said that that it was a guy parking cars for the Braves game yesterday or something like that. The Braves won. Shout out to the Braves. Go ahead, doing a bid. But nonetheless, he said that the dude was parking the cars, you know, and then told the preacher that he was going to split the money with him and ran off with the money. I mean, when things start, you know, going bad, going south for him, and it's like, I don't want him to be saying, Lord, why me? Because, you know, that was not your parking lot. So the least you could have did was, you know, I think he filled their parking lot completely up. He made, like, over $200 or more. He could have been charged 50. I mean, or something. He didn't have to run, physically run on feet. Then he also said that he saw a sissy. Now, what the hell would a sissy and a crackhead have to fight about? I mean, I bet you the sissy was windmilling his ass down. He already had no teeth, so it didn't matter, huh? Also, I had to ask you a question, Sean. Now, this is between me and you. You know, this is between me and you. Yeah. I want to know why did they make my boy. He's still my boy. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it is what it is. Broke niggas cheat. So what? Why did they make Tiger apologize to us? What the hell did he do to us?
not want to sound as a racist black woman, but I'm saying this right here.
Tiger D is a disappreciation to our culture. My dad's been teaching on that mixed women for years. Come on now, everybody know Bobby Jones had plenty of women through Augusta. Where's PGA was being played? So, the masters are being played. So, this has been a mockery of him, and he allowed it. So, I really don't feel bad, but then I do feel bad because of the fact that so every time as a black person of success, as they would see, makes a mistake, are you going to make them apologize for every move that they make?
My question is, how do you apologize for something that you intentionally did? What their best back in the day experience was really all about. Carla, they can hear you breathing. So don't try to sit there and try to be on mute because you're not on mute. And don't make me call your name. Oh, she wanna. You know who that is. She wanna listen, but I want her to tell about her best, her one of her best back in the day experiences. Cause I'm sure it was with me. I mean, we went to Sylvan together. Why you playing, Shaka? Oh, she just gonna keep on breathing in the phone. That's fine. I'm gonna pray for you. Cause I got this other phone. She gonna try to. What you say? For Sean, tell me if you remember this song right here.
Yeah.
All right, CL, we got Cognac Black, who's going to spit some rhymes and some poetry for you. Something different, try to shake things up. Cognac, I hope I'm saying it right, because I don't...
What's happening? What's
happening? What's the fabulous with today? I'm going to send y'all something real quick. This one's called Free the Dome. I'm kind of in traffic right now, so I hope y'all can dig it. Hope y'all can feel it. When you're ready, I'm going to spit it. It's about, it said it's coming back in the day, so I'm going to take you all the way back in the day and how it affects us today in some form of fashion.
We ready.
Oh, y'all ready? Y'all waiting for me? Oh, okay. I had to call Free the Dome. It goes like this. As I speak before you, I'm bitterly sour. For our forefathers were dragged to this land by way of our own king's command, who actually naturally didn't understand their potential plan. I would be forced to speak European, each hand in season, till we built this bitch in our bare hands, who was ripped from our women. They stripped them and raped them of their substance, of their confidence, of their blackness. How can I not attack this delicate subject burns from within, turns within his own grave, as I bear the burdens from the foe of the slave, the soul that break my spirit. If you say if you hear it, that's home. If you hear it, I'm home. Closer to my own. I am a clone of one united race. Regardless of this, they take the whole of my people, the sequel of the struggle. We will never be equal to the honor. I'm the keeper of our cover, the concrete beneath the million marching feet of our culture. Educated, elevated, but most importantly, congregatedly united. This is why the flame within me is ignited. This flame of frustration for seeing this next generation so divided. This generation so misguided. My picture phones raising hormones and so much meaningless violence. They will please have a moment of silence. Oh, I know I'm not alone in witnessing this gay syndrome we own. Perhaps I'm simply the gifted guidance, uplifted by my mental mileage that journeys this cold world of new and old. We are the strength, the dream, the only team left to carry out the last dying breath for so many battered souls. Yet we remain restrained by these chains of controls, separated, individually segregated by our own kind. Will we become aware that the battle is of the mind? If I continue to rewind it back in time behind enemy lines, when we had no respect. This is why I push with bombs to retrieve more nights. The revolution is our life. Check.
Wow.
The show.
Love it. That was beautiful. Oh, it sounds beautiful. And I know y'all probably, you know, I know you want me probably to use another term, but right now I'm speechless. I mean.
I love you, you know.
I'm so grateful to you at this point. That was Cognac Black, y'all. Cognac Black. I'm probably not
Cognac,
like the drink. Cognac, because I'm, my real name is Tequila, but, you know, I go by Lady Libra.
Uh-oh, sounds like we should be mixing drinks then.
Not Cognac and Tequila, I'm sorry. I'm not partaking in that
Cognac.
Okay.
I think if we mix Cognac and Tequila, somebody's going to end up pregnant, and it ain't going to be me.
Somebody's going to turn out right.
So you go to mixing company.
We appreciate that.
Anybody will do, anybody will hear more. For sure, anytime, man. I wish I could talk to y'all the other day, but you know, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm going to check in Hot Talk Radio, please.
Tomorrow.
Please.
Sure, I'll definitely check in. I'll talk to y'all some time for y'all.
Tomorrow, Cognac is Cognac. Hold up, because I don't drink Cognac. I'm more of a, you know, which I don't need to drink, and everybody that know me know I don't need to drink. But hey, that's my little secret.
That's for sure.
Tomorrow is Wet and Wild Wednesday. poetry that you can drop on us to represent Wet and Wild Wednesday?
Wet and Wild.
Wet and Wild. It's going to be dripping. Wet. I mean, the Poonanny poets will be in the building. What you got to represent Wet and Wild Wednesday? Well, you know us, same time tomorrow, same place, 9 o'clock to 10:30, www.blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio. Also, don't forget to visit our meme page, hottalkradio.meme.com. Visit us on Facebook and become a fan. Hit me up on tag, Lady Libra. It's me. Send all your comments, your suggestions, your topics, anything that you want to discuss. Send it to our email address at hottalkradio@gmail.com. Now, I want to give a shout out to our other hosts that are not in the building tonight. We have to still show them love because, I mean, hey, you know, everybody got different schedules, but they're still part of the Hot Talk Radio family. JD, the Black Clark Kent, Fat, who called in, Polo, who was locked outside of the building and couldn't get in. We got Kiwu, T, a.k.a. the Professor. China Doll was with us, and Sean was with us. We're going to give a shout-out to APE, GME, Apple J, which is my clothing line, if you didn't know, Mansion House, YOLO Entertainment, The Affiliate, Twin Productions, EO Fam, MPM, Making Presidential Moves, Six Figure Promotions, Dirty Boy Social Club, Dirty Girl Social Club, and Dub Beat. So if you like that intro, if you like that Lady Libra, you know, that little sample promo you hear, that comes from Dub Beat. My brother, send all the inquiries to hottalkradio@gmail.com. Now, right now, I'm a real big fan of Lonnie Mack. So I'm, you know, even though this is back in the day, this is just one song I always have to play. So let's test drive tonight, y'all.
Down. You like that brand new Camaro? I can't wait to get inside. Drunk or not, I'm trying to be your designated driver. Don't give an enemy no breaks. I'm trying to hit the gas. I'm like the fifth wheel. I wanna ride jazz. Hit the corners and you feel like I belong up in you. Banging up your bumper like a fender bender. I'm about to take you for a ride, girl, pay attention. Let me put my key in your ignition.
Oh, 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 oh. Looking at your body, body. Yeah. Pulling up inside me. Oh, 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 oh.
Things like my Alpine. You better stop me if you beam. I like to fly. The new school swags, girl, like an old line. Feel like your engine ain't got no miles. Straight dime, know you hit it, it's shit all the time. Now them curves gon' make me wanna hit the hazard like. Can't lie, baby, I'm trying to blow your horn like.
I'm
drive you. I promise I'ma buy you. I'll take you on a journey. Let me get inside you. I can satisfy you. Whatever you desire. Buy you some new shoes. 22s on your tires.
Let me slide up inside you. Let me be your driver. I know how to handle this care. Let me take you for a test ride, shawty.
With the best,
yeah.
Hot Talk Radio, ATL's yeah. Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll, JD, aka the Black Car Kid, T, aka the Professor. What up, Fat Polo? Kiwoo, what's up, Sean?
Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go,
let's go. It's Hot Talk.